If I could be there, I'd be there tonight, comforting you. This road I travel so far away, too far away. If God would grant me wings to fly, I'd be at your side by and by, by and by. If I could be there, I'd be there tonight, comforting you. If I could be there, I wouldn't have this pain in my heart. These hills and highways between us now keep us apart. If God would grant me wings to fly, I'd be at your side by and by. By and by. If I could be there, I'd be there tonight, comforting you.
That was beautiful, buddy.
Oh, thank you, Doc. Good help, fellas. You know, one of the big important parts of Merle's life and with Doc, too, is when they hit the road with this bunch of ne'er-do-wells known as Frosty Morns. So. Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah, don't do that to them, Mitchell. One of them might hit you over the head.
Well, I'm going to give them time for a repost right now. You can talk back to me all you want. Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit about it? Michael was the first one of the bunch there. Tell us about how that. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm sure we were backstage talking. You've heard probably most of the stories that we can tell.
Yeah, that you can tell.
And, well, the part that I wanted to stress was the fact that we all here for music and music that Merle loved and the people that loved Merle and he loved as well. But I just wanted to share with you, take away the musician, take away the guitar, and then there was just Merle the guy. And he was a very giving and understanding guy who was always there to listen to you. And if you ever got in trouble, you know that's the guy you could go to.
Amen.
And for the fun-loving part of Merle, you've probably heard this, but I'll tell it again. Doc Merle and I were in Wisconsin. And so there, right across the parking lot, was a little Italian restaurant. And we go in, and we have a meal. And Merle just started laughing out loud. He would just, like, amuse himself sometimes with something he wanted to do. So he leaned over to me and said, let's let Doc drive home. So it was a large parking lot, and he just had to drive across like 3 acres with light poles. So we got in the back. Doc was in the front. And Doc drove us home. We were going, no left, no right. And Merle was just giggling like a little boy in the back. And that's how I really remember him more than anything, that he was like that, and he was so good to all of us and good to my family. And as a memoriam to him, I'd like to do a John Hurt song, which he loved John Hurt. And it's called Richland Woman Blues, and it's in the key of D.
Oh, yeah.
And if somebody would kick it off and play through it a little bit, and I'll try to render it.
Rendering?
I'll render it.
You just say G, didn't you?
I said D.
D?
D is in dog.